quarter. It's still Lakers 14-0. Our same score when we started this third quarter. We're nearly halfway through it, and we are on our fourth possession of the second half. Lakers' first one resulted in a fumble. Cassidy's first possession resulted in an interception. Lakers' last one a punt, which pinned Cassidy back at their 20-yard line. And Cassidy now at their own 28, facing a 4th and 13.
At Cassidy, they can already tell they have the punting unit on the field. They're going to give it back to Lakers again. And, again, the offense has had nothing going. This offense that we thought was going to be fun to watch tonight has had nothing going. And I guess if you're going to say that Cassidy hasn't played well on offense, you guys will give the credit to the Laker defense because they have been all over the place. They've been sure-handed. They've come up with the loose balls when they needed to, and they're wrapping up every single tackler. They're making every play, and they've done a nice job. They've been very impressive so far in this game.
So far, we've seen a little bit of mishap on both sides of the ball. We saw some bad snaps from Lakers as the medical staff working on Keegan Valentine's right shoulder. Seems to be okay, but they're just checking it out, taking time as they're working on extending that arm above his arm and back down. Looks like either some sort of cramp. I mean, it is a little warm. It's humid out here, but seems like something got a little strained, maybe an overextension.
It easily could be, is something a little more serious as a separator dislocated shoulder. They're trying to work back into a spot where he can maybe feel a little bit of comfort. But it's hard to say from up here, but they're definitely stretching out the right arm, seeing if he can get it over his head. Definitely having some kind of shoulder pain.
Fourth and 13 upcoming for Cass City.
Lakers leading this game, as we mentioned, 14-0, a two-score lead. About to get the football back. Cass City going to line up for a punt. And Keegan Valentine walking off the field under his own power, going to try and work out that shoulder a little bit longer.
So both teams, Lakers with the ball in the second half, 3 minutes compared to Cass City's two, as Cass City will be ready to punt this one away, facing a 4th and 13 deep in their own territory. For Lakers, they have a man deep at their 40-yard line away in the punt from Mason Erla. That appears to be
Brennan Wisner.
Brennan Wisner, the man who can do it all, allegedly. And so far tonight, Mason Erla's punt nearly blocked, but it gets away. James Stork was close to that one. Brennan Wisner fair catches it at the 44-yard line of their own territory, where they'll take over with 6:13 left in this third quarter, leading 14-0 over Cass City.
Yeah, Lakers with an opportunity again now to put a third touchdown up on the board and really knock Cass City down on their backsides here at home.
Any time in the second half that it seemed like one team was going to get momentum, suddenly it stops dead in the tracks and the other team has the ball.
A penalty, a turnover, something. It has stopped every drive so far for each team at one point in the second half.
56-yard field to work with for the green and white at their own 44-yard line. It's a handoff to Hunter Seeley to the left side. He is stopped in the backfield for a loss.
Looks
leading
like
that charge,
Perzanowski.
Number 25, Perzanowski with the tackle. For loss of 2 yards, I should say 1 yard, brings up a 2nd and 11, 5:55 left in the third, 14-0 Lakers with the ball.
Yeah, that's probably about the 6th tackle for loss this Cass City defense has had, putting Lakers back now to 2nd long, forcing them to go what looks like 3 receivers to the right side.
They have Hunter Seeley behind Wisner in the pistol. Now Valentine back on the field in motion to the left, and it's going to be a Wisner keeper right off the option. Past the original line of scrimmage, past the 45-yard line, out to the 47. Good enough for a gain of 4 yards. Brought down by Jake Lawrence, the senior defenseman for Cass City. Sets up a 3rd and 7 from their own 47-yard line.
5 tackles on the evening now for Jake Lawrence, bringing up about 3rd and approximately 7. For Lakers, again here, they're going to go 3 receivers, this time tight to the line of scrimmage, bunched up.
With Wisner in the pistol. Rolls to his left to pass. It is caught by Valentine at the 42. He's still on his feet at the 30. Down to the 25. Defenders dragging on him. He's all the way down to the 11-yard line. As Nick Perry and Brad Hacker got a free ride. Compliments of Keegan Valentine for the big reception. Marching all the way down to the field. Down to the 11-yard line. 1st and 10 for Lakers.
Yeah, Cass City bites on the pitch pass to Seeley. Wisner rolls to the short side and near side of the field. All three of those receivers come across the middle of the field. Cass City in a zone. There's only one guy in the same area as these three receivers. Wisner had all kinds of options. He finds Valentine, who makes two more guys miss. And if Nick Perry doesn't make that tackle, nobody does.
36 yards on the reception for Valentine, and plus everything afterward, as Brennan Wisner did a fake to his left, expecting a man to be there, except he was on the other side.
Again, that's a couple times we've seen Lakers have miscommunication where the running back goes the wrong way. As Wisner was looking for the read option to his left, there was nobody there. And when he turns around, Cole Chippy greeted him for a tackle in the backfield.
They're all the way back at the 16-yard line, a 5-yard loss on that one. Brennan Wisner in the pistol, keeps it for himself on the option off the right side, gets out to maybe the 15-yard line for a yard. Actually going to mark him back at the 16-yard line, brought down by Parker Hare for no gain. Now a third and 15 to go. 3:50 left in the third quarter. Lakers with the ball, leading 14-0 over Cass City.
Keegan Valentine comes in motion, goes to the far side of the field, and Brennan Wisner puts it in his lap, takes it out, and cuts up field. Parker Hare this time makes the tackle, wraps him up, and when you do that, he gets no extra yardage. He goes down to the ground. Now it's third and very long for Lakers. Cass City defense trying to stand tall one more time.
Two wide each way. Wisner throws to his left. It is caught by Valentine at the 12-yard line. Still plenty shy of the first down marker, was at the 1-yard line. It's a gain of 4 and brings up a fourth down, 11 yards to go. First down markers at the 1. 3:10 left in the third quarter, 14-0.
And Valentine makes the catch there. Cuthrell doing a better job this time, keeping his receiver in front of him, allowing a 3-yard catch, because that does Lakers no good. And Clark, if I'm coaching this team, I'm considering kicking a field goal here.
I was just going to say that. It'd be a 29-yard try.
And I think they're going to call timeout and talk about it.
As we are going to take a break as well, with 2:50 left in the third quarter, Lakers contemplating a 4th and 11 from the 12-yard line of Cass City, leading 14-0 on the WLEW Sports Network.
Your local hometown grocery store, Pigeon IGA, is proud of our community, proud of our school systems, and proud of our area Lakers sports team. Have you stopped into Pigeon IGA lately? You'd be proud of their selection and prices. So whether you're picking up lunch or dinner for the family, with Pigeon IGA's roasted chicken, rotisserie chicken, macaroni salad, potato salad, and more from the deli, remember you can stop in regularly for your weekly grocery shopping too. They thank you for your continued business and support of our community. That's Pigeon IGA, located on the corner of M142 and Caseville Road in Pigeon.
Hometown proud, America IGA.
It's the best play from regulation, folks. The field goal unit is up.
Ooh.
And just as we were talking up Keegan Valentine in the timeout, this one went off the side of his foot and was about 10 yards wide to the right and 10 yards short. Field goal is no good, and a turnover of downs gives the ball back to Cass City at the line of scrimmage of Lakers at the 20-yard line.
I don't mind the call there, though, Clark. Your offense has stalled in the red zone a couple times tonight. You had fourth and very, very long. If it was fourth and 5 or 6 or shorter, I probably would have gone for it there because you have an opportunity to get a first down, but it was fourth and very long. Keegan Valentine's had a heck of a ball game. I don't know how else you can say it on all spectrums of the game, so I have no problem at all letting him kick that and make an opportunity to give you a 3-score lead.
First and 10 from the 20-yard line since that one touched the end zone. It's a handoff right through the middle, brought down by Brennan Wisner up the gap. Your ball carrier on that one was number six, Sawyer Cuthrell for Cass City. It's a 3-yard gain, 2nd and 7 from the 23.
Well, we've seen Sawyer Cuthrell, Clark, run the ball 7 times. All 7 are the same play. It has had no success. He's ran 7 times for 11 yards. I'm surprised Cass City doesn't have more in their playbook they can go to, a little bit more creativity running the football. But it's been this wing T with Cuthrell on one side and Perry on the other and Horn in the middle. Looks like Horn is out, and they have Hacker in the game now at running back.
Who's in motion to the left, and it's a pitch out to Cuthrell around the left end. They have some running room, and he's forced out of bounds close to the first down marker, but it looks like about the 28-yard line. Brandon Wischlager forced him out of bounds, shy of the first down marker for a 5-yard gain, third and two.
And